from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You know, one sport we failed to mention that is an Olympic sport that has got to be really, really fun to watch.
Golf?
Sailing.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Where are they sailing at?
Is it a race?
Paris?
Is it a race? Or is
I think it,
like,
is.
Do they, like, do maneuvers and stuff in the sailboat and it's like they get judged?
I was watching canoeing the other day.
Oh, boy.
It looks difficult.
Yeah,
there's no way I could do that.
I wouldn't want to try and do any of that, for sure.
No.
Anyway, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Townsend, visit them, southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Hotline is, which is where we're going, the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's go to the hotline and talk to our good friend, Dan Kongerski. Dan, it's been a while. We haven't talked to you in quite some time, and we're always happy when you're able to join us.
I know. You missed me. It's a nice chance to chat. Let's get on with it.
True. And at some point in this conversation, I'm probably just going to start yelling, bring them all back. Bring them all back. Right?
And that's now my goal, to get there.
Yeah. Okay, so it's been, I don't know, what, a month and a half or something like that since free agency began, or whatever this summer period we call. Has there been anything going on brewing with the Penguins, or are we going to be bringing them all back?
I think the team you see right now is pretty much where we're going to stand. There might be one more addition. They do have $3.5 million that might burn a hole in Kyle Dubas's pocket. But otherwise, now it's about signing their free agents, and that's Sidney Crosby, Marcus Patterson.
Right. When we last talked, and this was one of the things that we wanted to get to the bottom of, when we last talked, there was a report out there that Sidney Crosby was going to be signed, you know, immediately, or, you know, imminently, or whatever the hell the word was used to mean within a day or two. And, of course, we're now like 3 weeks later. And, give us the latest on Sidney Crosby's contract discussions with the Penguins.
Well, I can't speak to that report because it wasn't mine. What I did report, I think it was July 8th or 9th or so, that Crosby and people were going to sit down in mid-July at some point and kind of assess the situation, go over the details, and go from there. Now, what I've learned in the past week is that the Penguins have told other free agents, we're in a holding pattern until we sign Sidney Crosby. To me, those dots are pretty easy to connect. I mean, they're not direct, you know, Sidney Crosby hasn't signed, so therefore. But when the Penguins tell other free agents that, you know, hold on, we have to wait until we sign Crosby. That means the Crosby deal isn't done, or at least to a certainty isn't completed yet. So that's where we stand on it. How you want to parse that or read into it is entirely up to you, but that's as much as I know.
Okay, so a deal is probably going to get done.
I would think so. I mean, look, Sidney Crosby has said for years he wants to finish as a Penguin. I think the word I'll use is it's emotionally important to him. It's kind of a life goal to finish with the Penguins. And I think that he'll swallow where the team is going to make that happen. Would I bet my last dollar on it? No, not particularly. Because honestly, Paul, in the same situation, I can't say that I would be as loyal as we expect Sidney Crosby to be.
Yeah, no, I get that for sure. I mean, I think everybody really would love to see him finish his career with the Penguins. If he signs his deal, do you expect it to be multi-year and thus probably, you know, he will end his career here?
I would think so, right? And look, maybe that's one of the delays in this process or why it's taken us, you know, more than a month, is because maybe he's thinking about that. How much longer do I have? How much, you know, what do I want to sign for? Maybe the Penguins are saying, hey, we'll give you a good deal on the shorter term, and in a few years you can sign a cheap deal. All of those things are possibilities in this process. I would expect it to be, if not his last contract, leading right to his last contract. Maybe he signs like a 1-year deal if he has another year left in the tank, kind of thing.
Yeah. So he's obviously the big one. Is there, and you said there's a few other guys they need to sign now?
Well, Marcus Patterson would be the other one that is noteworthy anyway, because, I mean, he's really kind of the linchpin of the left side of their defense. You saw that Ryan Graves was a bit of a mess last year, leading to a healthy scratch in the second half of the season before he had his concussion. And really, he probably could have been a healthy scratch much, much earlier than he actually was. The other left side defenseman would be Matt Grzelcyk, who is on a 1-year show me kind of deal. So, there's nobody on the left side, and there's nobody coming in the next couple of years as well. So, you kind of have to sign Marcus Patterson unless you're going into a full tear it down rebuild.
Yeah, well, those are decisions that have to be made. We've got Dan Kongerski for a couple more minutes. Dan, I joke somewhat, sort of, about bring them all back, because it seems like it really feels like Tristan Jarry is going to be the starting goalie of this team, doesn't it?
Well, for now, yes. I think where that is headed. Look, the Sergei Murashov deal. You know, this kid is kind of growing into a bit of a phenom status. The Russian goalie they got with the fourth round pick in 2022. You don't normally think of a fourth rounder as a kid who can change a franchise, but there's a little something special about this guy. And to get him out of Russia, probably a couple or a few years ahead of schedule, and to see how good he is. Now there's more upward pressure on the Penguins' two NHL goalies, Alex Nedeljkovic and Tristan Jarry, because Joel Blomqvist, the top prospect in Wilkes-Barre, needs playing time. Murashov needs playing time. So, you know, I for now, Tristan Jarry is the starter, but let's just say Ottawa decides that they're not going to be able to re-sign Linus Ullmark. Well, now there's an opening in Ottawa again. And there's a couple other teams that could find themselves in similar situations at midseason or the trade deadline or next summer. And barring another Jarry late season faceplant, he would be a great candidate for a team that's on the rise.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, there are a lot of things that we have... moving parts that still have to be settled. One interesting development over the last few weeks was the Penguins signed Sergei Mirazhov. There seems to be a lot of excitement about this goalie, the young goalie. What can you tell us about him?
Well, he's really an athletic kid, Paul. I mean, I was kind of watching him in some of the drills, and I'm like, okay, it's tough to see in the drills, but he's got that Russian goalie flair to him where he can get post to post with maybe a little bit of a different technique than some of the Canadians have learned. He turns his feet just a little bit different, but he's amazingly athletic. And from what we could see, you know, in highlights from Russia, but also in the Penguins development camp, he already knows how to see through traffic. He already is anticipating plays, and he's already kind of – he's several years ahead of where a 20-year-old kid should be. If you look at the highlight reels, he played six games in the KHL. He put up only a .925 save percentage. In the Russian Junior League, he had a .930 percentage. And he's grown a couple of inches, or at least he's listed a couple inches taller than his draft day. So this is a kid really on the rise. And just watching him, he was the talk of development camp, even in the locker room. Owen Pickering, the Penguins' 22 first-round pick, you know, they won the championship, and Mirazhov was the big reason why that, you know, the team won. And he's like, that kid's disgusting. And that's the best way to put it.
Right. Well, hey, that sounds like somebody, you know, down the road we will enjoy watching. Dan, I appreciate you coming out of hibernation and talking to us. Now you can go back to... You know, well, I mean, training camp is like a month away, isn't it? Or a month and a half away. So you still got a little bit of time to do whatever it is you do in the off season.
Whatever it is I do, I will be doing, yes.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. All right. I think he's gone. Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
All right. That's Dan Kangurski. Hey, the biggest thing out of that is we wanted to try and figure out, because am I crazy? Wasn't it like 3 weeks ago there was a report? Someone reported that Sidney Crosby's deal was pretty much done, and it was going to be down in like a day or two.
The first day of free agency. The first day that it was possible that he could sign a new deal, it was talked about. I think it was Rob Rossi that said it was close.
Right. So I think one of the things about it is this. Okay. It doesn't feel like Dan is – concerned that it's not going to get done.
No, I'm not concerned either.
But he does kind of give a couple of caveats that make you think that it's not 100%. Maybe 98%, but there's a little wiggle room in there where, You know, I mean, maybe Dan's just doing his due diligence and leaving himself a little bit of wiggle room. But to me, it sounds like it's going to get done. So what should a new deal for Sidney Crosby look like? Would you give him 4 years? City Limits? Oh, he's on the phone. Yes. I would give him 4 years if he wanted it. I would. That's a lot of money for 4 years, but I believe he's still got four more years in him. Four really good years in him. Put it that way. So I would absolutely sign him up. I know he signed for this year. So you're essentially, you're giving him 5 years. You're giving him 5 years. He's 36 years old. That would take him to age 41. And, well, maybe 3 years, actually, after this year. 4 years, or 3 or 4 years, what would you do?
Yeah, sorry, Paul. We have a very good development that's coming up in the show in the next hour that I'll tell you about very soon.
Okay.
I would give him 4 years. I would give Sidney Crosby. He's pretty much the guy that has whatever, however many years that he wants, I'd give him.
Would you give him 4 years?
I'd give him 4 years.
So would you give him 4 years? Carlson's making 12, so 4 years, 48?
Yeah. Right? I feel like Crosby, again, I feel like it's going to be probably a 4 and 40.
4 and 40?
I feel like that's what it'll be. He's again going to take less. He's just that type of guy.
I think it's going to be 4 and 44, 11 a year. And then, you know, that'll be his last contract, and he'll retire at age 41.
He was making what, 8.7, his jersey number?
Yeah. I wonder if he'll want to continue to do that.
Especially because the cap doesn't go up significantly in hockey, like it significantly inflates in the NBA. And
maybe he could
baseball,
take 11,
or not baseball, but the NFL.
Maybe he could take 11.87.
Again?
11.87.
Oh, 11.87.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that he gets
maybe 10.87.
His hockey jersey or whatever. You know, I think the thing that's most concerning is they haven't moved on from Tristan Jarry.
That is my number one thing. Tristan Jarry, in my mind, has to go, and they have to pivot to Blomqvist.
Right.
And if that is mid-season, okay. But I just do not feel comfortable with Tristan Jarry as the number one goalie, despite everybody that loves to praise him for going to the All-Star games and for being just, you know, a great with the shutouts. He's not consistent, and he's not dependable enough for me.
Right.
And I'm just over it. And I'm tired of the injuries, especially he gets hurt late in the season. It seems like every year he's hurt.
He gets hurt. He has stretches where he's just not very good.
He's hurt or he's inconsistent down the stretch and into the playoffs. And he's not done well in the playoffs.
Right.
And that's my main concern with him. And I feel like the Penguins have some alternatives to be able to shift to. It's not like this, the whole, oh, well, you get rid of Tristan Jarry, who are you going to next? Like people like to say with Mike Tomlin. If you move off Mike Tomlin, who do you move to next? I mean, there are internal candidates. There's a reason why Alex Nedeljkovic was the starting goalie for as long as he was last season. He played better than Tristan Jarry.
And the thing about it is, you know, he played much better than he had really played for most of his career for a stretch there.
Right.
It looked like, you know, wow, this dude is a completely different player.
And I don't think it's like an aberration like maybe Mason Rudolph was, where he played 3-4 games and helps guide the team to the playoffs and gets them in and looks significantly better than Kenny Pickett and Trubisky. But in the same token, and Nedeljkovic showed a lot of good traits and qualities over a longer stretch of time and a longer amount of games. Yeah, he had a couple blow-ups late in the year. The Washington game is always one that sticks into my mind. But, hey, why not kind of do a situation where Nedeljkovic is in there and Nedeljkovic can then hand it off to Blomqvist middle of the season?
Right. That's just it. I mean, I think if you ask me about the Penguins, and again, you know, one of the reasons, the only reason that we're talking Penguins today a little bit is just because we wanted to get an update on Sidney Crosby's contract, which you might imagine is pretty important, and it's pretty important to the Penguins, I'm sure, but it's pretty important to, you know, to the rest of us as well. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM, and AM 1020 KDK and WAMO 107.3 are partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the 2024-2025 school year by providing stuffed backpacks for Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Visit the link on the homepage of 93.7thefan.com. Support an individual or get a group together to support, help ensure a good start to the school year for local kids. Penguins coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon using their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. You know, it's amazing. Like, there's like a rookie training camp type thing that goes on with hockey. And then there's training camp, like, literally starts like the second week of September. It's incredible.
They've gotten, I mean, think about Florida. They get no offseason.
Right, exactly.
They get like a month.
That's the thing we got used to around here, though, right?
Yeah, it was great.
The last 2 years, I mean.
Parade was in the middle of June.
I mean, but for the last 2 years, it's been like there's been no playoffs. So it feels like the Penguins have gone away for long stretches because we're used to them being in the playoffs, you know?
We were talking about what? End of April?
Yeah.
Middle, end of April?
Something like that. It's incredible. It's just absolutely incredible. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 84 today with cloudy skies. What do we have up coming up next here, City Limits?
Gormy the Owl. Kevin Gorman's coming up.
Gormy the Owl talking baseball.
That's right. The Owl.
Good. Good to hear from him, and I'm sure he'll have plenty to say about the Buccos in Arizona. But first, let's get to a break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.